Did the people of Barbados pay too much to White Oak for the restructuring of our debt? There's a widely circulated piece in the Financial Times of London that describes White Oak as a little-known advisory firm that stands to make what the Times itself calculates will be about $27 million, that's about 54 million Barbados dollars, from the restructuring of Barbados's $7 billion debt. It asserts that the country's creditors are outraged by the size of the fee, because it is close to what another company earned 7 years ago when it advised Greece on defaulted debt that was nearly 40 times bigger. One Atlanta-based portfolio manager is quoted as saying that the fee is absurd given the size of the debt, and he's never seen anything like it in his 20 years in the business. In the article, the Barbados government sees the fee paid as excellent value for money, given that through White Oak, Barbados has saved over $1 billion in interest and principal. It declares that it would hire White Oak again. The company's engagement letter indicated that the government agreed to pay the firm just over $21 million for the successful restructuring of its roughly $5 billion of domestic debt, excluding arrears. The letter was signed 5 days after Prime Minister Motley was sworn in on May 25th last year, and 2 days before the government announced it was defaulting on its debts. One financial advisor is quoted as saying that the fee is disproportionate for a small country, but White Oak's partners say it is justified because placing this debt on a sustainable footing has required an unusually complex operation, and that its rates are among the lowest charged in any Caribbean restructuring, again in relative terms. Barbados's debts came to roughly 160% of the gross domestic product at the beginning of the restructuring in June of last year, and it was among the highest in the world. White Oak's partners also say that they are doing more than restructuring debt. They add that they are advising Barbados on several commercial contracts, as well as the restructuring of a number of state-owned enterprises and the regional airline LIAT, of which Barbados is the largest shareholder. Well, overnight, Press Secretary to Prime Minister Mia Motley, Roy Morris, issued this statement.
This story is intended to distract and distort in order to put pressure on the government to cave in during the negotiations to restructure the foreign debt, and is clearly timed to coincide with the presence of an IMF mission being on the island at this time.
From London, we heard from economic advisor to Prime Minister Motley, Professor Avinash Prasad.
The first thing to say, David, is that we fully disclosed these amounts 2 months ago. We announced these amounts in Parliament for all to see and hear. This is transparency in action. And the reason why it's new is that it's not always comfortable, transparency. But any potential discomfort is a measure of our commitment to transparency. But you know, David, I don't feel discomfort. In all seriousness, we believe that on every metric, this is good value for money. For every dollar that White Oak has cost us, they will save taxpayers over $70 in reduced interest and principal repayments. And they've also been working for us and waiving their fees on some of the more egregious contracts set over the last administration. And they've already saved us on those contracts an amount each year greater than their total fee. And when I look at some of those contracts set during the previous 10 years, I see individuals and firms getting equivalent amounts to White Oak, but I don't see any savings for taxpayers, just more costs, more debt, more printed dollars, and more danger to our dollar. This is value for money, and it's often the case that to get value and quality, you have to pay. This was one of the largest debt restructurings as a percent of GDP in the world, in history. It was complex. We had to make sure it was meaningful so that it helped put us back on a path to sustainability, allowing our credit ratings to start going up again for the first time in over 10 years. But we also had to make sure that it did not lead any financial firm or institution to be weakened significantly, we had to make sure there was no systemic financial risk And we did that. A big debt restructuring that did not endanger the financial system. That was the art and complexity of this restructuring. And White Oak played a very important role in that.
Professor Avinash Prasad on Sagicor's early business.